Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Three years after shutting its doors, the Plaza Hotel officially reopened this month after a $400 million makeover. That means new multi-million dollar condos, $1,000 a night hotel rooms, and a spiffed-up ballroom and restaurant. And the Plaza has unveiled something else, a new recorded music installation. Soundcheck producer Brian Wise was there and spoke with the Plaza's composer.
At the Plaza Hotel, music has traditionally meant the soft strains of harp music playing as society ladies sip afternoon tea. But suddenly, the music has gotten a lot more diverse. The Plaza hired Ariel Blumenthal, an Israeli-born Los Angeles-based composer. His job is to write brassy big band tunes for its lobby. For the bar and lounge area, he's written a kind of European-style electronica.
The people who built the Plaza had some kind of a notion that they want original music. They didn't really know why and, you know, how to manifest it, because it's a very kind of vague concept. And when I was approached, they say Sinatra about 15 times when we first met. But that's only half of the job, because the second half of the job was the coolest, the hippest bar in town kind of thing for the upstairs, completely different genre, naturally.
Making the frumpy Plaza seem cool and hip is one challenge, but there's something else that makes Blumenthal's score remarkable. It's being played through an elaborate multi-channel sound system.
Here's the deal. When you have a CD that you put in your car or in the office or whatnot, it's always two channels, left and right. What we have here is a system where you can mix the music in a customized way. So it's not any format, it's not stereo, it's not surround, it's music that is mixed into the specific room. What it means for people that are not musicians and, you know, have just a regular person's ear, you kind of feel closer to an experience of going to a live show, being in a club, being in a concert hall.
The sound system, worth a cool $1 million, uses technology employed at Cirque du Soleil shows and Disney World. It brings out different aspects of a song, a clarinet line, a brass chorus, as you walk through different parts of the hotel.
As you walk into the more intimate spaces, you know, the reception area and the elevator lobby and all the way to the exit on 58th Street, you get a different arrangement of the music. Mainly what's happening is that it's going more into a ballad style.
Romeo and Juliet's tumultuous romance was grand.
Bringing in recorded music comes as New York's luxury hotel market is going through sweeping changes. Many hotels, like the Pierre and the Waldorf Astoria, are phasing out their longtime cocktail pianists. They're trying to reach younger consumers and shed their somewhat stodgy image. They're also going after the kind of customer you'd find in glossy boutique hotels like the W chain. Curtis Gagey is author of At the Plaza, A History of the Plaza Hotel.
You know, the W brand of hip hotel is fast becoming the standard operating procedure for any luxury hotel. I think hotels have sort of made a jump from being sort of family-oriented, business-oriented, into being, you know, a little sexier and a little, it's trying to draw a new generation of travelers, I think. So you can get a cocktail, you know, hear a little music, and have some really great cosmopolitan people watching.
Gagey says that while the Plaza's featured live music in its Oak Room and Palm Court, there's never been background music in the lobby before.
Electronica in the Plaza Hotel lobby is something I wouldn't necessarily expect, but I'll reserve my judgment on.
Time will tell how Plaza visitors react to the new soundtrack, whether dance beats inspire them to reach for that cocktail, or simply call in for room service. For Soundcheck, I'm Brian Wise.
Ariel Blumenthal's big band style music can be heard daily at the Plaza from noon till 1:30, and you can see a slideshow of the hotel on the soundcheck page of our website, wnyc.org. Up next, a live performance in our studio from bluegrass singer and guitarist Michael Daves, and then tune in Monday to find out why the slumping airline industry is rolling out more in-flight entertainment options. Plus an in-studio performance Monday from the voice of the Juno movie soundtrack, singer-songwriter Kimya Dawson. That's Monday on Soundcheck.